I think Ian has kindly offered to do a wrap-up for us and key messages.
Volunteered, Kevin.
He volunteered for it, or maybe he was volunteered for it, I don't know.
That's right.
Ian?
Okay, thank you very much, and I'll try to be brief. Now, Aida told me that last night she mentioned we should have a survey on Brexit. So I'm going to ask you a question. It's not whether you think we should be in or out, but what do you think the result will be on Thursday week? So if you've got your little paddles, who thinks the vote will be out on Thursday week? Two. Three. Come on, come on. Okay. Who thinks the answer will...
Ladbrokes are going, by the way.
What?
Ladbrokes are going.
Are they? The betting odds, real time.
We'll have a bet later on. And who thinks the result will be in? Yeah, look at that. Well, you're a good, confident lotter. Yeah. I hope you're right. I'm not allowed to give a personal opinion, of course. But okay. So first up, I mean, it's been very sad that Joanna wasn't able to be with us, so I should make special mention of that. And also special mention that what a great job Goro and Gavin have done. And they took it up, you know, on the spot, really, yesterday morning. So I'd like to thank them very much. We give them a... Okay, I've got to make my iPad work again. On the IFRS update, we talked about... And what I'm supposed to be reporting is, what does the council want to communicate to the trustees and the foundation? Now, you get another chance, Ada, don't you, to have a look at what is communicated. But this is a general discussion, and you can prompt me if I've forgotten anything as we go through the items. So on the IFRS update, we talked on the disclosure initiative and the perception of disclosure overload. And that's to be looked at. And frankly, we've been trying not to push the disclosure overload point so much, but work on principles of disclosure. But nevertheless, it's a good warning that there's a feeling out there that there is an overload. We talked about further formalising the relationship with the Basel Committee. We talked about adoption and how we help people with adoption and the process of getting consistent application as we move ahead now with something like 120 countries. This is and you'll be aware that we're putting special effort into this. And the taxonomy, it seems it's still not clear to some, probably including this person here, why and how it relates to standard setting. And it's a very good question, it's a very vexing question, and I think we also, and it's been brought out, we need to keep in mind the effect it may have on standard setting as we go forward, as we bring the setting of the taxonomy and standard setting closer and closer together. I don't think it's something we can avoid, I just think it's something that we should really be aware of. I don't know if anybody had any other points that particularly like raised with the trustees in relation to the IFRS update. Speak now or... Yes, okay. So the review of structure and effectiveness, we thought there was general support, and I hope that's correct. Tell me if that's wrong. There were questions raised about the transparency issues relating to the flexibility in board numbers, i.e. when do you have 13 and when do you have 14 and why and when would you appoint the 14th. There was general support for the geographical changes and need to ensure that there is a balance of professional backgrounds and particularly keeping an eye on how we can ensure continued investor representation, adequate investor representation. Most agreed with the proposed change to the minimum number of council meetings a year, but they also agreed to review whether the council should revert to 3 meetings after trialling 2 meetings next year. So any further comments on the review of structure and effectiveness? Okay, then going through the agenda, we had a breakout session on agenda consultation. We'll come back to that. Michelle Prada gave us a chat on trustee activities. I think there was a, and Yael had also said in the Jakarta meeting, which I think was quite successful, and the issues that was very timely for the trustees and the board members and staff who were there to see how a country that is going through a process of coming to adoption and the problems that they have. And a very interesting one on Islamic finance transactions, where they seem to have taken a different point of view from other countries that have a large number of those transactions. Agenda consultation, was there, yes. Where do we get to? Now, I asked Hans's help on this, so I hope I've got it right. We need to communicate what our research agenda is about better than we have so far. I know I said it was in the document, who we are, what we do, but there's obviously still confusion out there, and I don't think it's just this council. I think there is a confusion more broadly than that. I think we were told to set realistic priorities, to not try and overreach, and we were asked to set out better how we will bring new issues onto the agenda, because it's important to realise the 5-yearly agenda consultation doesn't fix everything in stone. If new situations arise or new pressures come, it could well be that other topics will be introduced. How do we do that? What criteria do we use to bring those items on board? And how do we communicate that and get feedback at the time? I think all of that's important. And there was another push to show better how we allocate resources. So we asked you a beautiful broad question. Have we got the right balance between implementation, standards and research and all the other things? But there was a reasonable response, I think, that said, well, how can we make a judgment on that when we're not really sure which requires how many resources? So we need, and we do it internally. We don't run entirely blind. We just need to communicate it better, I think, on what the resources are. Where did that leave us? I didn't go to the breakfast meeting, so I can't report back. I didn't have breakfast. Agenda consultation, well, that's what I've just covered. So we really came to today's social media and technological disruption. I found both of them very interesting because, like Garth, I'm a bit of a dinosaur in these areas, and Donita as well. I think there's at least 3 of us in the room who are dinosaurs on the social media thing, and it is a real mystery to me. I actually do go onto LinkedIn, but I don't know how to use it. So I found the presentation very useful, and I found the feedback, which I won't go through again because we've just summarised it, also very interesting. But I think the general overall impression I've got was, yes, this looks like a good idea. We do have to join the real world, but be careful and come back and we'll have more discussions about it at a later date. I mean, in the meantime, some actions will be taken, but we need to get more feedback. And technological disruption, I found really interesting. You know, people talk about 100% data, so that I know technologically it'll be easier in the future to push out 100% data. But you know what, you can do that already. You could publish your general ledger in your transactions and people could get 100% data right now. It wouldn't be as timely as it will be with big data. And people don't want it. They want the information in the main. They want the information summarised and categorised and explained and set out in a manner that they can understand. And I'm just not with the future, but I don't see that changing a lot. I think that people will still want that categorisation. I don't think you can just dump everything on and say, we're not going to tell you if we made a profit and loss. You go and work it out. You know, here's all the data. And I don't know how you get assets and liabilities in real time either, but that's another question. You know, if you've just done a major takeover, you're not going to get that in real time. So I'm a dinosaur skeptic. I think I've covered everything. There is anything anybody else would like to raise that you think is particularly important to communicate out of this meeting? All right, well, we've got an administrative session. I think we're still closed here at the moment. So is there anything we have to raise there, Aida? You turn your microphone on.
I'm just going to use the opportunity to just show you. I mean, these are currently the list of topics we have for the future meetings, maybe next meeting, maybe meeting thereafter, as a result of previous discussions and things we have heard. I mean, is there anything anybody would like to add to this list for future? Obviously, yes. Oh, hello, Anne. Welcome to the meeting.
Thank you very much. Very nice to be here for Ian's summing up. And I'm sorry that the CalPERS board meeting made it impossible for me to be here yesterday. I wondered, and I apologize if you've already covered this, the Financial Stability Board Task Force will be coming out with its recommendations on climate risk disclosure, and it might be, certainly we from the CII point of view would find it useful if this body were to take a look at what they're proposing. I know this was a topic on the last meeting, some detailed discussion, and I think people were quite stumped. You know, what does this really mean, and what would it look like? So, and I know also FSB folks from the task force have presented. I believe their report's due in December 2016, but I, for one, would find that helpful to take a look at. Thank you.
Good suggestion. Anything further? All right, well, in winding up, I'd like to say I actually was a member of this council when it started for the first couple of years. Then they kicked me off. But this will be my last attendance at this meeting, so I'd just like to wish you all well. Thank you for your good work in the past, and please keep it up.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Ian, for your dedication and contribution to the ISB and the ISB Foundation, as well as the Council. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good journey home. Yes.